Okay, today's daf in Chala is Dav Dalet in Chala, and we are on the top of Dalet and Aleph, and we're talking about Siruf. We're talking about Siruf, which is the topic of this first Mishnah. First Mishnah in the first Perek. First Mishnah tells us, Chamisha Dvarim, there are five types of grains that are Chayev and Chala, and they're Mitztarif to each other, at least to some extent. That was the wheat, spelt, oat, rye, and oats. Right, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Those are the five. And yesterday we had the daf in terms of the order. Can you be medayeh to think about the order? So we said the first day has said yes, because after all it must be that the final three are subcategories of barley, because that's how it's listed. You have wheat, you have barley, and then you have the three. And the Gemara then says that maybe not. The Rabbanan Eif Kesarin says that no, because it doesn't say Chamisha Minim, which then would be Meduyuk. That is about species, but it says Dvarim. So it's just listing five types, and it does not have to be that they are subcategories of each other. Good. Then we went into Tziruf, Mitztarfim Zeh Emzeh. And we mentioned from the Meiri and elsewhere that there are different areas of Halacha where we look for Tziruf, and we don't always say that they're the same types of rules. And Chala could have different rules then kilayim and matzah and the other context. And we said, well, what about the Mishnah and hafrasha min al sheino mino min bamino? And the Gemara made a chilek between the Mishnah later on, where it talks about min bamino by chitim and saorin, and there are limits. Wheat is only combinable with kusmin, with spelt, and barley is combinable with all of them except for chitim. And our Mishnah gives the impression that all are combinable with all. And the Gemara answers, well, it depends. Depends if it's nashuch or balul. When it comes to the fact that they're baked separately and then they're touching each other, and now you pull one and part of the other one goes along with it, that nashuch, it bites it literally. So then that's the limit. That's the Mishnah later on Daf Lamed Zayin. But our Mishnah is talking about balul. Our Mishnah is where you take the flour and you knead it all together. You have flour of all the different types. That could be all of them. That could be all of them, all spelled, oats, rye, all of them. If you take the flour and you knead it together, balul, so then, that is mitztarif. That is mitztarif, and that's the brisa that Reb Chiya quoted. If you're bolel them together, right, grain, flour, dough, any stays mitztarif, then it is mitztarif. Right, the only limit is where it's baked separately and it's just touching at the edges in terms of nishicha. Similar question. The Gemara now asks on the top of Dalet and Aleph, Eires Rashe Isios. What happens if you have doughs separately, and then you knead together just the edges. Just the edges, let's say you have on a cookie sheet, you have a bunch of different types of rolls, and then just the edges you are bolel together, but most of it you bake separately. Most of it you bake separately. So is that considered nashuch? Is that considered bolel? So eres rashe isios. That's the question. Do we say that is considered nashuch or balul? So Amar Biosi, Rabbi Yossi says, well, every case of nashuch, the hahe nashuch lav kimu urasu, by a case of nashuch, don't we say that those edges that are pulled with each other, it's as if they're very mixed? And at Omer, eno mitzarif, but you say they're not mitzarif because they weren't baked together. They weren't kneaded together. So here too, you would say it's not good enough. Here they would be because most of it is baked separately. So therefore, we would say that it is not mitzarif in the case where the edges are together, but nothing else. So now the Gemara says, well, how far does this go? Right? We say that if it's balul, right, if they're kneaded together, so that's called one. Is that called one, asked the Gemara, on a daraisa level or on a durabanan level? And how does the Gemara reflect this question? Maushe yilku al chalasa devar Torah. Do we say that there is malchus? Malchus always reflects the Issa Daraisa. So is there malchus mi daraisa on this tziruf? Right, look at the Mara folda. Ha'ochal chala hanasa yedei shnei minim al yedei belila. Two types, through belila, through the kneading together. Ma'ushi yilke ka'al chala gemura. Do we say that this is real chala? Right, the halacha of chala daraisa, dvar Torah. O dilma ein kan chiv chala rak min drabanan. Or do we say there's only a chiv drabanan? Dekiva dein mitztarfim min haTorah ein kan shir chala daraisa. Since be daraisa, they're not mitztarif, so you don't have the minimum shir of chala. Therefore, everything you do is going to be drabanan. So that's the Gemara's question. Moshe yilku chalason dvar Torah. So let's just answer, and then we'll talk a little bit about malchus. Rabbi Yona b'shem Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish ein lokan chalason dvar Torah. Reish Lakish, no malchus, right? It's all derabanan. Ein lokan achalasan dvar Torah. That is the answer of the Gemara. Before we get into back to the question, so the chiv of malchus for an issur daraisa is a big topic. There are many elements of the sugya of malchus. The Rambam, interestingly, in the last shorish, in shorish yudal, the Rambam wrote a hakdama to Mishnah Torah, and they wrote a hakdama to the hakdama. The sefer hamitzvahs is supposed to be, even though it's sometimes it's printed separately now as a separate sefer hamitzvahs, but the sefer hamitzvahs is written as a hakdama to Mishnah Torah. He lists off all the mitzvahs, then he says, "I'm going to discuss them at length in the following halachas," and that's why at the beginning of every Sefer Mishnah Torah, he summarizes which mitzvos are going to be discussed. But all the mitzvos are in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And as a hakdama to the Sefer HaMitzvos, so it's a hakdama to a hakdama, that's where the Rambam has the different rules and regulations of what's counted as a mitzvah and what's not. So in Shoresh Arba Asar, in the 14th Shoresh, the Rambam talks about Malchus there a little bit. The Rambam there talks about Ein, the title of the Shoresh Arba Asar, Eich ro'i limnos ha'amadas ha'gedarim b'mitzvahs aseh. So different aspects of this shorish. And he says that when there is a chiyuv misa, right, a chiyuv skila of Bezdin, that's one mitzvah. You don't count every skila of Chilul Shabbos, and skila of every other aveira, you don't count that separately. You don't count misa b'dei shemayim separately. You don't count the other misas. You don't count this separately. That's the Rambam's shita. And he says, "Ein roish nimne koprat mehageder mitzvah befrei atzmo." If you have a rule like misa, you don't count it separately. Ad shenomar derech mashal shatzivui shenitz tavinu liskol machal shabbos mitzvah zase achas v'skilas bal ov mitzvah shenis v'skilas obed avodah zara mitzvah shlishis ad shiyem minyan mitzvahs keminyan ha'ishim shemechuvim misas bezdin. The number of mitzvahs that are counted are the number of people that are chayim misa kamosha asa zulasenu mi bilti hishtablus. Like other, it doesn't even name them, like others did. She'ilo haya hadavar kein, because if it's true that you count every chayiv misa separately, then you should count even every chayiv malchus separately. Hayaroi gabkein she'nimne kol malchus hu malchus b'fnei atzma. Behechrich, what should be the difference? Ad she'yia halkos ochel nevela mitzvah b'fnei atzma, v'halkos ochel chazir mitzvah shenis, v'halkos ochel basa v'chala mitzvah shlishis, v'halkos lo v'shatnis mitzvah revias, v'yia gabkein, so those would be so many. V'yia gabkein etzleinu mitzvahs asei, l'fi mispar halavin shalokin alehen. Right, in the mitzvahs asay, the yisrabu as mitzvahs asay, yoser me arba me os mitzvahs behakra. There'll be over 400 mitzvahs asay. Ukamoshlo nimne kol mechuyev malchus. Just like we don't do that. Avol nimne min ha'onesh bilvad. You count the onesh. Bezin gives a chiyev malchus. V'hu ha'malchus. Kein lo nimne be'mechuyev arba misas. There shouldn't be a difference. Avol nimne mine onshin levad. Just the onesh. V'heim skila strefa herachanek. You count four. You count four, and then he gets into karbanos. As well, you don't count all those are chayav a carbon chatas. All those are chayav a carbon ola. No, you count one. You count one. The Ramban, not saying that the Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah, but the Ramban says you don't have to compare malchus and misa. Right? That's not a fair comparison. By misa, there's a separate pasuk in the Torah for each of these. Most you must. By malchus, nothing. It doesn't say anything about by malchus by Yisrael except once. Av a malchus ein dimyono le'ela. Dimyon yafe. Lefi shalo, this is the Ramban there on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Lefi shalo nistavinu ala malkiyas b'chal aveir b'fnei atzma. Avot sivanu yizvara klalis. Acher alav in kulan shenilke al kolav. Dom yedalav de chasima. We know it's smuchin. We know it's a machlokas tanam, whether yedarshan smuchin. If you have two things in the same pasuk, that's a hekesh. But if you have two ideas connected, juxtaposed psukim, that's called smuchin. Machlokas in the four books of the Torah, whether you're darshan smuchin. But everybody agrees you're darshan smuchin in Dvarim. This is smuchin. Arboim yaken lo Yosef. And you, that's next to lo sachsum sharbadisho. So you have Malchus next to. So that it only says it once. It says Malchus once. The Ramban says that's not a fair comparison, Rambam, that you're going to compare Malchus and Misa. So again, there's a difference between the Chiyuv of Malchus and maybe the Chiyuv of Misa. There's even a Reb Chaim. Right? The Chazon Ish doesn't understand the Reb Chaim and argues on the Reb Chaim, but there's a Reb Chaim. The Rambam says in Perek Tezayin Halacha Beis in Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam first says, Perek Tezayin Halacha Aleph, Kishem She Mitzvah Laha Mitzvah Samachuyev Misa. He uses the lashon of kishem, which compares them, just like one bez is chayev to put to death the one who's mechuyev misa. Kach mitzvahs asei lahalkos as a mechuyev malchus. So too, the one who's chayev malchus shene'emar v'yipilu ha'shofet v'yikol lefanav. The shofet leans him down and hits him. So even though the Malkus is only with three Dayanim, it's B'makam Misa. And then the Rambam says, Malkin Bizman Azeh, B'chol Mako Minatora, B'fnei Shlosha Smuchin. Malkus Bizman Azeh has to be in front of three Smuchin, which we don't have today, in front of three Smuchin. Avalo B'fnei Hadyotos, not before Hadyotos. So the Achronim are Medayik, the Minchas Chinuch, Reb Chaim, Medayik for about this Rambam, that Malkus has to be B'fnei Shlosha Smuchin. And Achronim are Medayik that not just Kabbalas HaEdus by Smuchin, or not Kabbalas, or Edus, Hadot Edus has to be in front of three, but even the Malkus, the punishment itself, has to be administered in front of three. And Reb Chaim says, oh, if it's not administered in front of three, then it doesn't have, it's not called Malkus. Malkus has to be in front of three. And he uses that to explain a Rambam. Another Rambam, a difficult Rambam. The Rambam talks about Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asa. Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa, we know the Rambam discusses in Perachaf Halacha Beis, once the Edom Zomim are successful, so then there's no punishment. Right? No punishment. Against what the Tzdukim and the Prushim, what are these Machlokos, from the first parak of Maseches Makos. But the Rambam says, when do you say Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa? So what happens if they paid, then you don't say Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa, because Efshar B'chazara. If the person paid already, then you give the money back, and the Edom have to pay. That it's Ki'ilu, it didn't happen. And by Misa, that's Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa. Right? That's, by the way, Rashi makes up that phrase, Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa. Really, the language of the Mishnah is Hargu Ein Heragin. Hargu Ein Heragin. Once they were successful in killing, then they are not killed. Rashi expands this, Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa, Mistama, to include, let's say, Malkus. If the Edom are successful in getting the guy Malkus, then they're not going to get Malkus because it's too late. Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says it's only too late by Misa. Not by Malkus. Ne'erag zeshe idu olav yachar kachuzmu ein ne'eragin min adin. If the person that they testified about is ne'erag, they're not killed. Shenamar kasha zamam la'asos la'achiv, like they tried to do to their brother, v'adayin lo asa, v'davar zemi pi kapala. Aval imlaka zeshe idu olav lokin. But Malkus, they're going to get Malkus. V'cheinim yatsa ha'mamon miyad zeh liyad zeh ve'edusan chosin l'bayla v'mesham lo. Also by mamon. So everyone asks, right, the Ravid. Ravid says, Shibashuzeh. This is what part of the Rambam is the Ravid going on? It's often unclear. And that's the question here. But Mesabi is going on that, says the Kesef Mishnah. Tsarech Levakish Tam. Right? What is it? May Ayin Lo the Ravid or Lachalik Me Misa Lamamo Numalkus? What's the Rambam talking about? To make such a chiluk. To Lachar Mashma, to Loshna Mamon O Malkus O Misa, Bikulu Bina Kajal Kajal Asa. He asks it the other way. He says, even by Mamon, you should say it's done already. Even by Mamon. The Avshki Efshar Lachalik Be Mamon Lamisa, to Mamon Efshar Bechazara. And even though you can be Bechalik, that Mamon is possible to go back. The Kivan Shekach, Kach Li Asa, Kmo Zamam. That's what Tosa says on Dav Dalin and Baba Kama. He has the two deos there. But, says the Kesef Mishnah, Mikal Malkus means Svar Lachalik bein Malkus L'Misa. But I don't know what the Rambam is Machalik for. Malkus and Misa, those can't be undone. And he says, I think that is the Kavanah of the Ravid. V'kir Shel Lezek, even a Ravid, Shekatzav Shibush Uzeh. The Avavisha Tafas Bener Agzeshi Idu Alav, Tchilas Ababanaka, and even though the way that we have it, the Rabbi is commenting on the first line of the Rambam, really, his problem is the later line of the Rambam. Umir, Rabbeinu Yerucham Kasav, Shekadivri, Rabbeinu Nira Iker, and then he gives, a more of a hashkafic reason why we would say that. This is quoted also by the Ramban al Torah. He says, why is a Kachal, one of the reasons, but he gives two reasons which we've quoted in the past, maybe by Misa. By Misa, we don't give it to them because Godol Avono Minso. Right? You're so far, it's like the smog by Molech. Right? The Gemara says only if you give some of your children to Molech, you're going to be Chai Bisa, but if you give all your children to Molech, you're Pater. Right? Mi Zaro, Velo Kol Zaro. So the smog says, cause Godol Avono Minso, you're so far gone, forget it, it's not going to help you. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah says, Beikasha Zama, if you kill the guy, then you're so far gone. But Malkus is not as bad. You don't think Allah will mean so. Number one. Or number two, V'yodiyei Shlomar, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the guy to get killed, it must be that he deserved it. Okay, different hashkafic reasons, but for the Rambam, it's very difficult. So that's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, if it comes out, in Perachaf Halacha Beis, he uses this other Rambam of Malkus in front of a Besdin. If it comes out, says the Reb Chaim, that he wasn't Chayiv Malkus, then it's not called Malkus, and they were just hitting him in front of the Bezdin, and it doesn't have a Shei Malkus, and it's as if it wasn't Kasher Asa. Kasher Asa requires in front of Bezdin, says the Reb Chaim. I'll read it. He says, "Matzinu v'lishta debifnei shlosha mashmer v'kol gamzo shel malchus tia bifnei amdafka v'kol ikara shel malchus kiyuma rak bifnei bezdin, dressed in front of bezdin the shavayot v'chulu." And he continues, and he says, "Vim hilku shelo bifnei bezdin ein ze malchus klal." And if he's malchim not in front of bezdin, it's not called malchus v'lo miftar b'hachi, and it's not called he's not yotze umigzeras hakasuv tibihi pilu ashofet v'kol afanov. It comes like he wasn't Chayim Malkus. It's not a Ma'isa Bezdin. It's not Bezdin giving Malkus. And therefore, it's Lo Asa. Give it Havi Kibo Chavalot Ba'alma. Avalo Shulka Dibidin Malkus. Ubishay Malkus Klau. That's Reb Chaim, and putting the two problems together. The problem is, so what about Misa? What if the guy wasn't Mechuyev Misa? If the guy wasn't Mechuyev Mamon? She has to say the same thing. But he says, no, Velo Dami Lamalkus Lamisa Umamon. It's different. There's no Chiyuv that the Rambam says it has to Davka be carried down in front of Bezdin. V'yim Kain, Afa Gavdi Acharkach, Igloy Milsa, Delo Avi Mechuyev Misa Umamon, even though it comes out that Igloy Misa they weren't Chayev, it's still okay. It's igloy milsa gam zed ein ala misa din misa's bezdin v'al mei amal din mamon avokozeu rak mishum the chaser achiyev shal misa ubazeh hu ikan zeras hakasev de mikri asa. There was no chiyev misa, but it was done. Maybe you could say that the misa and the mamon focus more on the result, and once the result is done, so then it's done. Mashenkin by malchus, it's about the misa giving malchus v'hipilu ashofet v'yikol lefanav. Again, the Chazon Ish here in the Haras on Reb Chaim, it does not know understand the distinction between the two, but that's two Rambams. Again, Malkus in front of Bezdin, and the Rambam about Kasher Zamam applying to Mamon and Malkus versus Misa. There's another point about Malkus, about the Rambam and Omid, very fascinating Chakira from Chaim, but we'll continue and we'll see if there's time later. Okay, so the Gemara says, is there Tziruf on a Daraisa level? Reish Lakish says no. Mark quotes his Reish Lakish, you don't get Malkus for the Tziruf. Ain't Lokan Chalas and Dvar Torah. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says, this Reish Lakish is Lashitaso. Reshir Ben Lakish Kedaite, this Reish Lakish is Lashitaso, and the following Machlokas. This Palgun, you know, even just to introduce this, you can look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky's answer or explanation of the question. The Gemara said, do you get Malkus Dvar Torah? Im Asa Isa Mechamishas Minim. The Amrinah the Besar from Lechayev and Mechala. Right? As we said, the Isa from five minim. Mi boile, the question is it Chala Daraisa? Oh no. And what is the Tzad to say no? Tzad to say no is Minim Mevatlin Zedzeh. O Dilma Mi Daraisa, Kol Beis Minim Ravin Al Echad. Each two minim, if you have three minim together, then each two are going to be Mevatl the third, and you can end up not having one that's considered Daraisa. Umevatlin oso. O afilu minechad, imhu rab al chaveiro mevatlo. Ukeman delesahu. V'ein kan shielis chayev achala. Do you say the concept of minim mevatlin zedzeh? That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara answered by saying there's no Malkus to say, and that shows minim are mevatl each other. So now, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says, this is Reish Lakish Lashitaso. Because we have another machlokas. This palgon apigol vanosar sheshchakon. You have two different isurim. You have pigol anosar. Pigol, right, you thought you were going to eat it or do some of the avoda la'achar zman. So that is nechshav pigol and this chiv karis. Vahanosar, pigol and karis sheshchakon. You ground them up, pigol and osar, and then you combine them. You combine them. So now from the mixture, every time you eat a kezayis of the mixture, you won't know. And pashtus is that in your spoonful, every time you eat, there's going to be rove of one over the other, right? The Mefarshim say that, right? That the EF sharp to be exact in the measurements. Therefore, one's going to be more than the other one, and you don't know which one is more than the other one. So therefore, it might be called hasra suffik. When you give hasra, don't eat pigal. Maybe this is nosar. Maybe the nosar is mevatel pigal. Are they mevatel each other? Are isurim mevatlim ze'edzeh? That's the question here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo bitlu ze'edzeh. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, they're not mevatel each other. Isurin are not mevatel each other. Why? Because as we've said often from the Ran in Adarim, on Daf Nun Beis, that the bitl requires a clash. requires a fight between two different items, Isser and Heter. But if you have two things that are similar to each other, they can coexist, right? Remember, that's the round by Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Dover Sheish Lamatirin is enough similar to a Heter that it's not called Isser and Heter. And therefore, Dover Sheish Lamatirin is not Batel. That was the Ron Svara. But Rabbi Yochanan says here, they're not Mavatel each other. Lo Bitlu Zeze, Isser and not Mavatel. Rabbi Shimon, Min Lakish Amar Bitlu Zeze. Rish Lakish says, Isser and not Mavatel each other. See, here too, in our case, you have the different types of grains that are going to turn into tevel once it's kneaded, and therefore, isurin are mevatel zedzeh, and that's Reish Lakish and Argamar. When you have the tziruf, really they're mevatel each other, and therefore there's no chala de'araisa. There's no chala de'araisa. That's what, if you look in the Reish the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, again Reish Lakish, bitlu zedzeh, desvira le'isur mevatel zedzeh, v'yafilu zekezayis v'zekezayis. Even if each, you crushed up a kezias each. Still, sphere le diefshel et samsim, you can't be so exact in every bite. The efshel shelo yarbe echad al chavero. Or even in the whole mixture, it can't be that one is not more than the other one. It's mevatelit, vasi mevatlo. The kiva delo yadin and heminayu rabba, and you don't know which one is more. Efshel lahasros afilu achadiminayu. You can't give asra on any one. Dasra safiki. Right? You don't know which one you're giving. You can't say this might be A or B. That's not hasra. Shem yasra mishum pigol, shem anosa rabba alavim avatlo. V'chein ifcha, hilkach, eina, loke, klal. So you're not going to get malchus on this pigol anosar. V'chi heichi, and the Gemara now says, this is the chiddush of Reb Yaakov bar Acha, just like Reish Lakish says that, diafilu shneyem iser mevatlin zezeh, tu iser mevatel, hu adin hacha mevatel, kol minas chaveiro. V'yein kan shir chala, every min is mevatel. And Reb Yochanan would say, you do get malchus daraisa. Reb Yochanan would say, ein iser mevatlin zezeh, so too, ein kol min mevatel es chaveiro. That's Reb Yaakov bar Acha's suggestion. The Gemara says, wrong. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, you can't compare. Rabbi Yochanan would not argue here. Rabbi Yochanan would agree in our case of the minim that ein lokin, achalas and devar Torah. This isn't just, oh, Reish Lakish l'shitaso, and Rabbi Yochanan would argue. No, v'lo damyin, don't compare. Taman, over there, amar ze iser v'ze aser. Right, ze aser, ze aser. By pikul and osar, they're each aser before everything starts. Right, they were aser. And now you crush them together and mix them. So there we would say, ein isurin mevatlin zezeh. That's where Rabbi Yochanan would say it. Right? It starts off as eser. Bramhacha here, it starts off as minim of flour that don't have the amount to, or even if they don't have the amount to become tevel. And they're not tevel yet. Right? They're only tevel once they're gonna, the chiv of chal didn't kick in yet. So bramhacha, shnei dvarim rabim alechanim mevatlin oso. The different types, right? If you have three grains in the mixture, the two are mevatel the third, and then each two are going to be mevatel the third. So basically, none of them becomes the sheer tevel daraisa. You only say that ein iser mevatel zezeh if it's an usser beforehand. But if at the moment they're becoming mixed, it becomes usser only after they're mixed in, so they're going to be mevatel each other. Varg bitlu achal anasa iser. Rabbi Yochanan would agree to that. You know what case he wouldn't agree with? What case would he say, oh, that's ein iser mevatel zezeh? The following. Ilu amar asa chamesh isios mechamesh asminim. What if you made five doughs, each one with the requisite shir chala? You make a whole big dough of chitim, a whole big dough of seorim, a whole big dough of... They're all, you make a whole big dough where there's already chiv of chala in them. And then the irvo, and then you take some of each one and you mix it all together. That's where... Reish Lakish would say there, oh, there's this tziruf, and therefore, iminim are mevatlin zezeh, there, ya'us, there, you're right. You could say, that's Reish Lakish l'shitaso, and Rabbi Yochanan would not agree in that case. Because there, it's already usher beforehand. If it's usher beforehand, so then, that's where Rabbi Yochanan says, lo bitlu zezeh. Good. Related to this, in terms of things being mevatel each other, Hillel HaZaken, famous Hillel, Zecher LeMikdash KeHillel, Hillel HaZaken Ayakorech Shloshan KaAchas, Hillel HaZaken used to take the matzah and the maror and the carbon Pesach and put it all together. Right, look in the maror, fold up, Pesach Batzah Umar Vocher Shloshan KaAchas Kedei LaKayim Al Matzos Umarorim Yochluhu, Matzah Mem Yochlu. Right, that's why we hold, because of that pasuk, that maror bizman is as drabanan, because you don't have the carbon Pesach. Matzah has an extra pasuk to say even independently it's daraisa, but erev tochlu matzos. But that's Hillel. Hillel, we know he did korech, and that's why we do korech. We don't just do korech, We don't just do karech because of that. You'll see it, this Gemara. Because if you just do karech, then each one, what do you mean? The maror is drabanan today, and the maror is going to eat it with a matzah, which is daraisa today, and it'll be mevatel the taste. You can't do that. See, we do it separately and together. We do matzah, and then we do maror, and then we do matzah and maror together. The question about when to say the Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel, right? The minhag of Chal Yisrael, and this is what we do when we assume it's fine, it's not a hefsek, is we say that we eat the matzah, we eat the mara, and then we say Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel, and then we eat our sandwich. The Mishnah Brura is not happy. He thinks that we know that when you make the bracha of the matzah, the mara is also going on the korech. Because according to Hillel, that's how you fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of matzah and mara. So you have to have in mind, by the bracha, to have the korech in mind. So the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Halacha, in Siman Tuf Ayin Hey, that why do you have to say Zeichel LeMikdash then? Isn't that a hefsek? Right? Just say that afterwards. Say that afterwards. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, Omer Zeichel LeMikdash Kehillel, Va'ochlan Yachad Beseba. The Shulchan Aruch says you say it before you eat it. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha here, doesn't like it. Kasha, the Halo Amira Zu, Harry Hefsek, mean bracha lekricha. Isn't this a hefsek? The Shulchan Aruch himself says that the original bracha should go on it, right? The dochik lomar de gama mi rezu hari mi inyan hasuda kamo tola brich. That's the real answer. It's not a hefsek because it's about what you're doing. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha doesn't like it. He says, no, this is not like tola brich. De be'emes lo matzasi l'shum posek. Hi, listeners, shkasa mechaber. Ra kasvu de kricha zuhu zeichel mikdash. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch is lav dafka in his order. Maybe you should say it afterwards. And maybe you should even switch a gear. So, v'luli de mistafina havamina, the tzorach lomar v'mechaber v'tovla b'charoses zeichel l'mikdash kehillel. It's going on the previous line. Uklashin asras. But v'tzorach ian, he says, I don't know. But Shulchan Aruch Harav says you say it beforehand, and others, and the Pasha Pshat of the Shulchan Aruch is that you say it beforehand. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hillel, put it all together, meaning mitzvahs are not mevatil each other, right? That's Hillel Shita. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukin and Hillel Zakin. Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the Chacham argue, meaning mitzvahs are mevatil each other, right? This is Rabbi Yochanan L'shitaso, or the Gra says, just like Rabbi Yochanan said in Amun Aleph, that Isurim are not mevatel each other. Lo bitlu ze'ezeh. I'm sorry. It's Rabbi Yochanan. You have to put the two together. The Rabbi Yochanan is bechalik. Sorry. Rabbi Yochanan, if he holds like these chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan, though he said in Amman Aleph that Isurim are not mevatel each other, mitzvos are mevatel each other. And that's why chalukin al hilal azakin. Interesting to think about the comparison within mitzvos and the comparison within Isurim. For Rabbi Yochanan, korach batzu umarab, Rabbi Yochanan himself ate it together. First answer, maybe there's a difference between Zmana Mikdash, where they're all Daraisa, and then you have to eat it separately, or Shalob Zmana Mikdash, where some are Darabana, and therefore you can eat it together. That's, right, if they're all Daraisa, Shalob Zmana Mikdash, so then, you might have said the opposite, but this is how the Ras Yulio and the Marafolda. Shalob is Bana Mikdash, where Mar is Darabana, Masa Daraisa, Lo Alimi Darabanan Lavatel Daraisa. If you have a Darabana and Daraisa together, then they can ironically coexist because the Darabana can't be knocked out of Daraisa. But if they're all Daraisa, maybe that's different. Vafilu Tamar Khan Bishas and Mikdash, even if they're both together, they're both Bishas and Mikdash, Shnei Devarim Rabban Alechadim Vatlanosa. Maybe the difference is, what did it mean? Did he eat all three together or two together? So maybe even Bishas and Mikdash, if you ate three together, that would be a problem. That would be a problem because each one in the mixture, two would be mevatel the third one. But if you only ate two together, the matzah and the maror, so then each one is not mevatel the other one. And maybe he holds efshel etzam same. Efshel, it could be exact. Each one is not mevatel the other one. There's no rove. They're exactly the same. And that was what Rabbi Yochanan held. Even bezman hamikdash, if he would eat two together. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Lazar, k'shem shein isurin mevatlin ze'ezeh, kachin ha-mitzvahs mevatlu zu'azu. Rabbi Yossi, and then Rabbi Lazar says, well, I hold that mitzvahs are not mevatel each other, and isurim are not mevatel each other, like Hillel ate it together. Fine. Says the Gemara now, so we said on Amud Aleph, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the tzirif of the minim, right, if they're mixed in before Belila, then they're not usser yet, then they're isurim amalat with each other. But if the, you made them both as whole doughs, and they're both chayiv and chala, then they already have the level of isur. So then, if you're mitzarif them afterwards, then aim of atlan zedzeh. So the Gemara first assumes, like the hava mina, and then the Gemara is going to re-clarify. So let's just start then. Rabbi Yeshua, Jerome Avoi, Asa Isa Mechamishas Haminim. What happens? You made a dough with all the five, the different, right, each one wasn't enough. You made it all together. All together they were chayiv in chala. The chazar va'asa, and then you made chamish isios bimin echad. Then you made five other little rolls. Five other little rolls of the each one with its own min, and each one is chayef. The irbavan, and then you took a little piece of the first dough that was ready chayef because you mixed it all together, and you mixed it with each of the smaller doughs. Chitin shebo, maoshi evatlu chitin shebo, usaorin shebo, maoshi evatlu saorin shebo. Will each of the chitim, the non-tevel in the smaller dough, right, is that going to be mevatel the chitim in the bigger dough? So we'll have to talk about this question more. This is just the question, as we're going to see. It's going to be based on the chavamin of Aman Aleph, which they're going to reject, and then we're going to re-understand the question going on to the next amud on Daf Hey. But we'll have to stop here before we really get into explaining it.